when we come to chapter 35, it begins with God saying, okay, now's a good time to leave. That's a paraphrase. God's going to tell them to get up and move away from there. And you can sort of begin to understand why, because that location, based on what's just happened there, is not really where God wants his people dwelling. Let me begin by reading verses 1 through 5 of chapter 35. Then God said to Jacob, arise and go up to Bethel and live there, and make an altar there to God who appeared to you when you fled from your brother Esau. So Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, put away the foreign gods which are among you, and purify yourselves and change your garments, and let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make an altar there to God who answered me in the day of my distress and has been with me wherever I have gone. So they gave to Jacob all the foreign gods which they had, and the rings which were in their ears, and Jacob hid them under the oak which was near Shechem. As they journeyed, there was great terror upon the cities which were around them, and they did not pursue the sons of Jacob. Before we have an opening word of prayer, I just want to make a point. There are times, if it is truly your heart to dwell with God, that you have to be willing to stop where he tells you to stop, and go when he tells you to go, no matter what the cost, no matter how comfortable the location you are already at and how uncomfortable the location to which you're going. It doesn't make any difference. If you want to be a person that is truly going to dwell in the presence of God, there has to be an obedience within you to go and to do and to be the person he wants you to be wherever that may lead you. As we pray tonight, my prayer is simply going to be, God, take us where you want us to be. And I'm going to ask you to join me in that prayer tonight. Will you pray? Father, as we come to you tonight, Lord, your spirit knows, uncomfortably so, whether or not we are where you want us to be. Father, my prayer tonight is that your Holy Spirit would really begin to do a work in us. Father, as a group of people who want to be in your will and who profess to want to dwell with you, Father, I pray that tonight you would begin to speak to us by the presence of your Holy Spirit and through your word about where we are in our lives and if we are at where you want us to be. And Father, if there's something that is holding us back from going where you want us to go, I pray that tonight you would minister to our hearts and give us the courage to pick up the tent stakes and go where you lead. I pray this in Yeshua's name, and all God's children said, amen. If I was going to reduce this message tonight into a sermon, I think I would title it, How to Have an Encounter with God. And a lot of the points that I want to make tonight have to do with looking at this experience in this chapter with Jacob and try to share some things that I believe are significant about things that need to be going on in our lives if we really want to have an experience with God. Verse 1, as we're going to go verse by verse, verse 1 begins with God telling Jacob to go up. God said, arise and go up. And this word, for those, if you ever get a chance to journey with us to Israel, we'll talk a lot about how God has called the children of Israel back into the land of Israel. And when a Jewish person, no matter where they're coming from, whether it's the United States or Russia or Morocco or wherever it is, doesn't make any difference. When a son of Israel decides to go home and immigrate back to the land that God promised his forefathers, the technical term for that is aliyah, which means the going up, and that is the word that is in verse 1. That is the very word that God uses to tell Jacob, it's time for you to go up. Now, I think we mentioned this last week that going up is a little odd, because if you remember, at this point in time, Jacob and his whole clan is really north of Bethel. So technically, if you were talking topographically, it should be go down. But because of the mountain range, whenever you're going up to Bethel, whenever you're going up to Jerusalem, you're always making your way up. And so instead of saying just directionally go south, he says go up. There is something about an encounter, encountering God, that gives you a sense of his elevated position. And maybe that's why we like to refer to mountaintop experiences. I want to ask you a question. How many of you have gone to a camp, you've gone to a retreat, you've had some moment in your life where you would describe that experience and that encounter with God as a mountaintop experience? Have you had those? One of the most frustrating things about mountaintop experiences is that shortly after you leave the mountaintop, where do you end up? In the valley. And the problem with that is that it can cause us to look at the mountaintop experience as somehow being less than real. I used to deal with this with young men and young women in youth ministry all the time. We'd go to a summer camp. We'd go to a retreat. Kids would get fired up. They'd make decisions. They'd make passionate commitments to live for the Lord. And then they'd come home, and man, Satan is here just ready to pounce on them. And soon things they'd said they would never do again, they're doing, and things that they wanted to pursue have gone by the wayside. And Satan comes in and says, "See, I told you, everything that happened on the mountain wasn't real." So point one, you want to have a mountaintop experience with God, you've got to stop doubting what happens when you're there. And you need to get yourself up there. And you need to trust that God is going to be there. If you want to have a mountaintop experience, then as simple and as silly as this may sound, you've got to go to the mountaintop. Now, that may seem obvious. But the problem is that many times, and I find this in my own life, I want to have this encounter with God, but the truth of the matter is, I want to have this encounter, I want to have this experience, I want to have this moment with God, but I want to do it in a convenient manner for me. I want it to happen here. I don't want to have to invest myself in any type of journey. I just want God to come make it easy. And that's why we don't have very many mountaintop experiences with God. Because we treat coming into his presence as something less than holy. We treat it as mundane, something that you can just, you know, it's just going to come with ease.